Tools for Spiritual Growth, Chapter 5, Inset, Steps to Initial Repentance and Conversion. What must take place for us to receive God's forgiveness and grace? First, a person must be spiritually called or drawn by God. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." John 6, verse 44. To call someone, God causes him to hear or read the preaching of the gospel, the good news of God's plan for the salvation of mankind. While using his Holy Spirit to enlighten and convict the person with spiritual understanding. Compare Romans 10, verses 14 through 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 14, Matthew 13, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 14. Once God calls a person, he expects a twofold response expressed by Jesus in Mark 1, verse 15. Repent and believe in the gospel. Faith and grace are gifts of God. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Likewise, God grants repentance, especially when a person prays for it. Acts 11, verse 18, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 25. And Paul said, "The goodness of God leads you to repentance." Romans 2, verse 4. As we read in Acts 2, verse 38, once a person repents and believes the gospel, he must then be baptized to receive forgiveness of sins and spiritual conversion. The word baptize means immersion or submerge, and other scriptures clearly show that Peter meant total immersion in water as a sign of one's repentance and faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Master. Why is this important? Because of what baptism represents. Being put into and underwater pictures a burial, and rising from the water pictures a resurrection. Baptism actually pictures three deaths, burials, and resurrections. First, baptism symbolizes our faith that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4. Second, it symbolizes our acknowledgement of the need of our old sinful way of life to be put to death and be buried forever. Colossians 3, verse 5 and 2, verse 12. And our rising from the water symbolizes our beginning to walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verses 3 through 6. Of course, our spiritual character isn't immediately transformed in those few seconds. Baptism is a sign of our lifelong dedication and commitment to that goal. Third, baptism symbolizes one's faith in the hope of the literal resurrection to come, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Acts 24, verse 15. Baptism is a vital step. God holds each person guilty of every sin he has ever committed until those sins are blotted out at baptism. Acts 3, verse 19, and 22, verse 16. At the moment the repentant person is immersed in the water, all his sins are forgiven. What a joy it is to stand clean before God. But we are not forgiven just to go back to the way we were. We must be changed, and that comes through the next step. Acts 2, verse 38 states that after a person genuinely repents and is baptized, he will receive the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit does not come during baptism. Scripture shows that God gives His Spirit immediately afterwards during the laying on of hands by one of God's ministers as he prays for the baptized person to receive the gift of God's Spirit. Acts 8 verses 14 through 17, 19 verse 6, and 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Once you have the Holy Spirit, you have Christ in you. Colossians 1, verse 27. You are baptized into Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. You abide in Christ, and He abides in you. 1 John 3, verse 24. You are among the partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. You have heard a new heart, and are becoming a new man. Ezekiel 18, verse 31, and Ephesians 4, verse 24. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. He doesn't belong to Christ. Romans 8, verse 9. He is not a true Christian or son of God. Verse 14. To become a real Christian, you must believe, repent, be baptized, experience the laying on of hands from one of God's ministers, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Once a mature person has spiritual understanding and faith and has repented of his sins, he should not delay baptism. When God is offering you a gift, why not accept it? Jesus warned against rejection of God's offer. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16, verse 16. As Ananias said to Saul, later referred to as Paul, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." Acts 22, verse 16. After one receives the Holy Spirit, that is when real spiritual growth begins. To learn more, download or request our free booklet, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. Thanks for listening to Steps to Initial Repentance and Conversion, a Chapter 5 inset within the booklet, Tools for Spiritual Growth. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.